Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 314, we're going to talk about the seven most influential WordPress companies today. Today is July the 21st, 2018, so obviously this is subject to change if you're listening to this in the future. But as of today, these are the companies that Tim and I feel like you really need to be keeping an eye on.
Yeah, definitely. Some of these have been part of the WordPress world for quite a few years now, and they're continuing just to innovate and really influence the WordPress community as a whole. And some of them are more, up and coming. I guess really just one in particular. But yeah, these are companies that are really influencing the WordPress community with their products and what they're doing to give back to the community and so forth. So let's dive right in.
All right. Well, first on our list has to be first on any WordPress list, Automattic. Automattic, obviously, is the owner and creator of WordPress. So if you don't have them at the top of your WordPress companies to watch, then you're probably missing out. You know, Automattic is continuously trying to innovate WordPress. There's lots of competition out there that are trying to overtake them for, most websites built in the world on certain platforms and stuff. And in order to stay at the top, you've got to keep innovating. And Automattic definitely is doing that. With the Gutenberg coming out this year, it's going to change the landscape of WordPress even more. I know that Matt's goal I don't know when the year is, but he wants 50% adoption. We're at 30% of the internet's built on WordPress currently, but he's wanting that to be 50%. So
yeah,
they're going to keep innovating.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, kind of a side note, while WordPress is 30% of all websites, they have 60% market share among CMSs. So websites that are built on an actual CMS, they have 60%. So that 50% overall is definitely possible. So the next one on the list is Elegant Themes. Now, Elegant Themes is a creator of Divi. Divi is now the most popular theme in the world. So that's saying something. Obviously, they're influencing the WordPress community as a whole when they have the most popular theme in the world. And they're not stopping. They're continuously dominating, innovating, adding new features to Divi, adding new valuable services to their customers with all the free layouts. So Elegant Themes it definitely deserves to be on that list.
Couldn't agree more. We love Nick Roach and the team. Tim and I know them personally and stuff. And I promise we're not biased. They have an awesome product and stuff.
Yeah.
So third on our list is InkSub. You may not recognize that name, but that is actually the company that owns WPMU Dev. So you're probably familiar with WPMU Dev. They do all of the multi-site stuff. They've got quite a few plugins. Tim probably uses a lot of WPMU Dev's products more so than us. So he probably could talk to it a little bit better, but they've got I believe their readership on their WordPress blogs like 1.6 million a month. You know, that's a lot of people that trust WPMU Dev for WordPress content and stuff. So go check them out.
Yeah. One thing I do want to add, they were one of the first plugin memberships that I bought when I was new to WordPress. So Elegant Themes was the first membership. Then I got WPMU Dev. And so they've continuously been putting out new products. They have WP Smush. And so that's like one of the most popular plugins out there to smush images. They have security plugins. So yeah, they're definitely dominating. And as David mentioned, the super popular blog. So the next one on the list is WP Engine. WP Engine is a hosting company. It's the hosting company that I use. And so we mention them a lot. They actually just acquired StudioPress, the Genesis theme framework. And so they're continuing to grow and do things that really influences the community at large.
Absolutely. Next on our list of companies that you're going to want to pay attention to is Yoast. Yoast is Well, Yoast is SEO, and they currently have over 5 million active installs of their SEO plugin. It's the plugin that we use on all of our websites. It is just an awesome way to, keep track of, on-page SEO and stuff.
The next one on the list is Sand Hills Development. And just like InkSub, you might not recognize the Sand Hills Development name, but you will recognize their products. And that's Easy Digital Downloads, Affiliate WP, Restrict Content Pro. Pippin Williamson is the owner and really the innovator there. And he's really been one of the early premium plugin creators since the beginning. And so he's really influenced the landscape. Pretty much every WordPress plugin company uses their software, Easy Digital Downloads, to sell and license products. And so, they definitely deserve to be on that list.
And last on our list, number 7, but definitely not least, is Elementor. Elementor is a page builder, much like the Divi page builder. They are a company that now has over 1 million active installs on their free version of the Elementor page builder. I've played with it a little bit. They've got a great product. Another couple of companies just to kind of throw in here as honorable mentions, Tim. I feel like if we've mentioned Elementor and Divi, we've got to throw Beaver Builder out there too, because they have a really great product as well.
They do. So, yeah, absolutely.
Well, tomorrow we've got another great topic for you, 5 possible reasons visitors are leaving your website. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.